Welcome back to the Wise Divine Woman podcast, where I help you go from fed up to faith-fueled, helping you to become the wise divine woman that you've been called to be. We are continuing our talk about foods to incorporate in your diet that will help prevent cancer or breast cancers. Again, we've talked about leafy greens, cruciferous vegetables, allium vegetables, citrus fruits, berries, peaches, apples, pears, those fleshy fruits, fatty fish, fermented foods, and beans. Let's continue our talk today about the importance of herbs and spices. I love herbs and spices, not very good at growing them, but I have lots of friends who do. So using these fresh herbs, again, is a compact powerhouse of nutrients, again, with vitamins, polyphenols, fatty acids, and all these great components that we can incorporate in our diet every day, whether it's in salads or soups, dips, and salad dressings, and so many great aspects. And again, that's a whole big discussion about herbs and the importance of those things. Essential oils are also part of this family, and I love essential oils. When we're talking about herbs, we're just going to talk about a few of them because it could go on forever. So let's just talk about oregano. Oregano, again, is this fabulous antioxidant, and it has so many different acids and components to it that it significantly can reduce the effect against aggressive breast cancer cells. We know the effect on oregano when it comes to viruses and bacteria. We would hope that it does the same for cancer cells and helping the body boost its immune system to fight and ward off the spread or the start of cancer. Thyme is another really simple herb that you can add to a lot of food. I love thyme, but again, when it comes to breast cancer, it does hold these essential elements to it that has the potential to help prevent breast cancer, ward off the spread of it, and help the breast tissue antibacterial, antimicrobial, and anti-inflammatory. I do have thyme in my breast oil, the Wise Divine Woman breast oil, amongst many other essential oils in there. But again, it is an important aspect in research it. I think thyme is one of those just great herbs to always have handy in your kitchen. Now, curcumin, turmeric, again, has also demonstrated so much anti-inflammatory elements to it that it is a significant powerhouse to have either as a supplement or something that you incorporate in food often. Curcumin, again, because of its flavonoid concentration, we see that it has such great potential when it comes to breast cancer. Parsley, again, and even cilantro. Parsley and cilantro, again, simple herbs, simple to grow, but it has the ability to capture toxins and capture metals like cilantro and help eliminate them in the body. Using dishes like hummus, using dishes like, the words prevail me today, salads, and using all the different types, even Mediterranean dishes use all sorts of different herbs, homemade spaghetti sauces to use with your spaghetti squash. Again, the oregano boosts in there. There's so many different ways that you can incorporate fresh herbs and fresh spices into your daily dishes to help boost the powerful anti-cancer effects that we're trying to achieve. Again, curry spice mixes, ginger, so many different ways. Cayenne pepper, again, another great herb to have, a spice to have in your cupboard, does not have the same properties as the chili peppers or green and red peppers. The cayenne pepper has a great anti-inflammatory. It's often used in a master cleanse to help the body's ability to purify the blood, clean out the toxins, and boost the immune system as well. Let's talk about whole grains. Again, if you're looking at low carbing it, we always have this love-hate relationship with whole grains. So using wheat or brown rice, barley, quinoa, and rye, We have to remember there are vital nutrients in there, including fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in there. They all have a level of anti-cancer fighting properties in there. So more women that you see in many studies that we can point to, upping your fiber, having a variety of these whole carbohydrates, right, is associated with decreasing the risk of breast cancer. Again, over the study was over a 12-year period. So we're just trying to incorporate a better opportunity for whole grains. We're trying to up our vitamins and mineral antioxidant components, and we're trying to stave off that risk of cancers. So many other studies also talk about how incorporating whole grains into our diets to help prevent pancreatic cancer, colon cancer, stomach cancer, and esophageal cancers, right? There's so much goodness in that. And I hope that you'll explore that further. Finally, today, I want to talk about walnuts. Walnuts, walnuts. So good. If you're looking at the doctrine of medicine and then you understand that there's food to address each part of the body, right? Tomatoes, heart. Peppers, ears, walnuts, brain, right? So much mushrooms. But walnuts are so good because of their healthy fats, right? They have alpha-linolenic acid in it, which is so protective for the body, for brain health, for mental stability, and also to help protect against breast cancer. So we want to incorporate seeds and nuts into our diet. We've got fiber, we have healthy essential oils, we have healthy fats, and we have this alpha-linolenic acid as well. So the effect of walnuts with women with breast cancer is that they found that consuming 2 ounces of walnuts each day for 2 to 3 days, right, led to a significant change in the growth. So incorporating walnuts, almonds, and nuts and seeds, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds and flax seeds into our diet can incorporate the potential of reducing cancer risk, but also helping us on the journey of breast cancer. I hope you look into these for further research. If you'd like to talk about it, give me a call or schedule your own appointment on danairvine.com. Thank you so much for joining me on this, talking about foods to enjoy, incorporate, love and explore while you're trying to reduce the risk of breast cancer in your life. Thank you for joining me on the Wise Divine Woman podcast, where I'm helping you go from fed up to faith fueled, helping you to become the wise divine woman that you've been called to be.